Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
It's Motsy and Leighton this morning, and sensational for a lot of reasons for our next guest, Leighton, part of the Rush Hour on Triple M, which incidentally is back on March 19th, by the way. And he's also going to be joining us in Ungary on Saturday for the Danaher tribute. And of course, being a Cats fan, Leighton, great to catch up with the great man himself, Billy Brownless, everybody.
Hey, how you doing, Billy?
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you? You're up and about. Nice and bright this morning.
Oh, mate, I got to tell you, the person on the other side of the desk here is a massive Cats supporter. I think when I told him this morning that we're going to catch up with Billy Brownless, a little bit of wee came out.
Mate, the old Cat's not too good on the weekend.
No, but I tell you what, I could name three players you could add to that side that would probably make a difference. But it was actually good to have a look at a couple of the young blokes that really never get an opportunity because they've been a very good forward for a long time. So just to have a look at a few of those boys and Tim Kelly.
He can play. He's all right.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. A couple others looked all right too. So they play next weekend Colac.
So
that'll be good. It won't be as far to travel either.
Now, mate, look, it's absolutely fantastic that you're jumping on the plane and coming up to join us at the Danaher tribute on Saturday in Ungary. Mate, just a fantastic thing for the local Shire Council to recognise not just the boys but the family and for their contribution, not just to football but to everything else they do as well.
The Bland Shire Council has done very, very well. As you said, it's not about one or two of them. It's the four boys. Mum and Dad, of course, who have been unbelievable to drive them to places. I knew myself, you know, growing up in the country, getting in the car and Mum driving me everywhere around for footy or cricket and things like that. But great for the town and great for the community, I reckon. You know, certainly you'd think it'd be a good little tourism boost for the community too and the town. So, no, I think it's a win-win, as they say.
Yeah, an absolute win-win. Now, you would have obviously played against them and you would have played with them in State of Origin matches too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I reckon we played, the four of them might have played one night. We beat Victoria one night in Sydney. We were playing for New South Wales and beat Victoria. It was a wet night. John Longmire kicked eight for us, of course, being a good New South Wales boy. But we beat him. I'd never say, the first time, you know, I didn't realise how big a win that was. And old blokes that have obviously worked hard for New South Wales footy for years were crying in the dressing rooms. We went out that night to King's Cross, and I had one of the great nights of all time. I played Terry, of course, as captain of those sides, and all the boys played in that.
No, and look, we were just talking about it before. It's just uncanny that four footballers from one family out of a small town in regional New South Wales can make it at that level.
Well, that's right. It is unbelievable, you know, when you think about, you know, small little town it is. It would have been bloody hard work in the early days, you know, to get up there, you know, not like now when you get drafted and things like that. There would have been times they would have thought, I wouldn't have made it, and I'm going back home and things like that. So it is a really good effort. I suppose we can talk about the Selwoods. They've done it from Bendigo, haven't they?
That's right. So what's the plan on Saturday, mate? He's going to have a few frothies with the locals and just chew the fat.
That sounds like a plan. I'm going to go over to... I'm going to go over and have a look at the solo, but I reckon I'll get time. I will be in town. I think there's a game going on, isn't there? They're the Legends game or whatever it is.
Yeah, no, there's a bit of a match happening at midday after the unveiling of the giant Sharon at 11. So,
Now, Billy, were you disappointed that you didn't get the opportunity to put your boots on for the Legends game?
No, not at all. I'm done and dusted. I'm just too old now. And things like this, they come up and you go, oh, yeah, that'll be all right. And then you realise what you'll wake up for. I'll wake up like the next day and the next week. So happy to coming up with Brayshaw, so that'll be good. Coming up with James, and we'll have a bit of fun with the game, obviously, in there. And a few of the old boys will be around and some of the local boys, so that'll be a bit of fun also. So it should be a pretty good day, actually.
And, mate, are you looking for a silo anywhere to kick a footy over?
Oh, Royals just down the road.
Yeah, it is.
So I'll just, no, that's a problem. I'm probably the silo now. They kick
out of me. Good on you. Billy, great to catch up with you this morning and really looking forward to spending a bit of time with you at Ungerry on Saturday for the Danaher tribute. Thanks for coming up, mate, and thanks for jumping on air with us this morning.
Well, on your potty, good on you, Leighton.
Cheers, buddy.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.